family, that have a loved one that's in the military fighting for our democracy. Because as it has been stated a long time ago, free is not free. And some three young people gave the ultimate sacrifice. Lord, we come to you as a court, asking for your divine wisdom to lead and guide this county in the direction that you see fit. With your help, we will move in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every family of members that work for this county. Lord, we ask for these blessings in your darling son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right. We begin our meeting this morning with the time of public comment, and so if there's anyone present who wishes to make comment about any items that are on today's agenda, you may come to the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So public comment is open. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider an approval award to execute, receive, and file an acceptance of an offer to invitations for bid for a rebid of a term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County with Claybar Haven of Rest Cemetery with pricing as shown on attachment A. And item B is to consider an approval execute, receive, and file an agreement with DLT Solutions LLC to provide GovOS records management suite for the county clerk's office in the amount of $176,195 with four optional one-year renewals in accordance with the Omnia contract number R190902. And we'll have a separate agenda item under County Clerk that goes with item B to authorize payment for that out of records management funding. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. And my only question, Mr. Ross, is I know that MIS is in the middle of Odyssey phones, all kind of different new initiatives right now. And I am told by talking to auditing this morning that the installation of this records management suite for the county clerk's office is doable, given. Very good. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve elimination of a senior account clerk position budgeted $51,705 per year in the County Treasurer's Office and transferring remaining funds for fiscal year 2023 to contingency. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 514164 through 514385. Do I have a motion on those items under Auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have a couple of items to consider and possibly approve appointing the Director of Human Resources and Risk Management as the HIPAA Compliance Officer for Jefferson County. And item B is consider and possibly approve appointing the Director of MIS as the HIPAA Security Officer for Jefferson County. Do you have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
And moved. And
second.
Seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under risk management, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Alex Rupp by me to the Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefits Pool Board of Trustees effective January 1st, 2024 for a three-year term. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Spear. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve expenditures from the County Clerk's Records Management Fund in the amount of $176,195 to purchase GovOS Records Management Suite for the County Clerk's Recording and Filing Department. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, is anybody here for Fair Housing Month? Okay. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution for April 2024 as Fair Housing Month. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to be operated for the 2024-2025 fiscal year and grant funds which may be available through the Foundation of Southeast Texas beginning May 1st, 2024 to April 30th, 2025. Item C, D, E, F, and G are to consider, possibly approve, and authorize the execution of a demolition waiver to the City of Port Arthur for unsafe structures located at 6382 First Avenue in Port Arthur, 4320 Lewisette Drive in Port Arthur, 2230 Oaklawn Drive in Port Arthur, 1345 East 15th Street in Port Arthur, 1817 East 11th Street in Port Arthur. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Judge, I haven't seen this since I've been on the court. Why do we have to authorize City of Port Arthur to do?
Because typically what happens is most of those unsafe structures have past due taxes.
Gotcha.
That are due on them, and so the county and the school districts and others have to waive their interest in those in order to allow them to destroy the improvements to the property which they deem unsafe.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I missed the motion.
It was moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Pierce.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And hey, wait, one of those houses they're destroying is Commissioner Senegal.
What's bad is he voted for it.
I sue the county. And Kathleen is a great lawyer.
All right, that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that the commissioners or any other elected official wishes to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, we just got a call that the water that's the city hit of Maine in downtown Port Arthur, so Roxanne, the water's off at the courthouse as well as health and welfare as well as probably City Hall. So I didn't know what any elected the DA's people and the county clerk, tax office people, whatever y'all decide to do. But it's going to be off maybe 4 to 5 hours, so pretty much the whole day. Thank y'all.
Okay, so we need to make appointments to ESD-5 that was recently voted in, but probably in the next 2 weeks we need to get those. That was just a suggested list. Obviously, court's free to appoint who you wish, but I got to see how those are divvied up. This is a new. We probably need to look at the county precinct lines to determine how we're going to divvy those up. But
I think Gabe's got that done, Judge.
Who did?
Gabe. I think he could send that out to the,
okay.
To you and the other.
Yeah,
commissioners.
You'll get that up to us. We need to get that done. I am appointing Mr. Rice when it comes up.
And I've spoken to Mr. Hidalgo. I believe that's the route I'm going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. When Mr. Hines and I discussed that, and I sent that out to you and the commissioners in an email maybe a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember how he divvied it up, but it was equitable. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, too, to Commissioner Senegal, and one for everybody else in your appointment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you just send that out again, please. And
you're right.
Y'all try to figure out what y'all want to do in the next week or two.
Yeah, I have mine.
Okay. Great.
And I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Mardi Gras. Go enjoy the celebrations this weekend.
Yeah, I also want anybody who's watching on television or here who's present, to you know, we've got, you know, the wonderful thing about the legislature Speaker Phelan and others got money transferred to the Transportation Infrastructure Fund. Up until a couple of years ago, we had, in order for TxDOT to do a project, they had to issue bonds. With the excess from the rainy day fund being pushed in the Transportation Infrastructure Fund, now TxDOT has billions of dollars, so we're seeing some construction in Jefferson County that would have never happened had it not been for Representative Phelan, and to the tune of billions of dollars in Orange and Jefferson County. Now, I realize that this is causing some frustration and some delays for the traveling public, because when you're going to make a cake, you got to break some eggs, and that's what's happening. I'm getting probably 5 or 6 emails a day from TxDOT about delays, detours, and things of that nature. For instance, from now, from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. every day up until February 8th, Highway 124 is going to have alternating lane closures between McCall Road and Rollins Road out in Hampshire. I got one this morning where Highway 73 between 9th Avenue and Highway 69 in Port Arthur is going to be closed for a period of time, for a few days. So I want to encourage the public to, whether you're on Facebook or X, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, to go to at TxDOTBeaumontTX so that you can get their notifications. They're having a lot of them up in the north end of the county around Pine Island Bio on Highway 69 as they move their way from Chambers County, from Winnie on up I-10 towards the Cardinal Drive interchange. There's going to be a lot of work that's going to be done, a lot of detours. And so if you get on that notification list, you'll get alerted. Maybe it'll help you to avoid getting stuck in traffic for 30 minutes. So.
And Judge, I would add to that, if the public don't mind, it might be best to take the inner city routes right now, because it's horrendous on the interstate.
You know, it looks like a lot of people are taking Highway 90, and I'm trying to convince TxDOT to put a toll booth there, give us a cut of the proceeds. We'd be very rich. And so.
Well, when I go to meetings in Houston or Austin, leaving here from the courthouse, I take Highway 90. Yes, I will not travel Interstate 10. I think it's safe to travel, except for the fact that the 18-wheelers go too fast through there. Yep. And almost every wreck that they've had over the last 6 months out there has been because of speed.
Yeah.
And people need to slow down.
That's right.
As they're traveling those construction zones, because they have turns and barricades and things, and it's...
Stay off your phone.
Right. And stay off your phone, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you, Judge, for making that call. Going into Port Arthur, headed south towards 73 is scary. Even the turn to get on 73, and I think a lot of people, especially some of the people that's not used to traveling that route, is causing a lot of deadly accidents. So I want to thank you, and Kathleen, you know me, I always say things that get me in trouble, but thank you. Speaker Phelan.
That's right.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Speaker Phelan. Leave it at that.
Judge, can I give a shout out to one of our fellow commissioners? Kerry and his wife subjected themselves to a lot of criticism from each other as being contestants in the not-so-newlywed game to raise money for one of the local
Samaritan's
Purse. And I have to say, I think it was kind of a done deal because they had great judges, that collected money, and nobody knows how that math worked on that. I know Don Dodd didn't answer any questions correctly, but yet he would get points every time. So I'm not sure, Judge, how that worked out. But I told Kerry before the meeting that if he and his wife got mad at each other in this newlywed game, which is not so newlywed game, he could come over to my house and spend the night if he needed to. So he didn't.
They got almost all of their questions correct. I don't know if he was cheating or what.
I think he married his sister.
But anyway, it was very nice of them to do that. It was a fun evening.
It was fun.
Good job.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for being here today. If there's no other comments from elected officials, then we are adjourned.
That was fun.
You did good.
I recommend.